Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So, Maddie, our show producer.
Yes.
She was super excited to tell me today that I have a social media profile that I didn't even know that I had.
Well, why would she open up a social media profile without getting your permission?
Oh, no. It has pictures, all kinds of pictures of me.
Really?
Yes. And I didn't even know that it existed.
Where is it?
Well, it's not on Pinterest.
Okay. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to eliminate the ones it's not on.
Yeah. Okay. It's not on Facebook.
I have a feeling there's a punchline here. There's something coming that I'm not expecting.
It's not on X. It's not on a porn site.
Oh, it's not on a porn site.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
Okay. So it's not like OnlyFans or anything like
that? No. We didn't look there.
Okay.
Which means there probably is something there. Okay.
Were the pictures real?
Yes.
They were 100%
real? 100%
real. So where is this?
At wikifeet.com. Apparently, people have uploaded my pictures of my feet.
What's your score?
Like a 4.5 or something.
Out of 5?
Yes.
That's
on my
good.
Feet. Yes. You want to see them?
No, because you're just giving them more content.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well, you know, it turns out that you have to have a certain type of foot to make money, which I'm not making money on my feet pictures.
But it's not your account.
Oh, I know.
Someone else is going to make money.
Oh, God, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
Off of your feet.
I'm going to make them take it down.
Are these social media pictures that they stole?
Yes.
Are these? Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like they hacked you and found all your
feet pictures.
Do you put bare feet up on the internet?
I didn't know that was
Commando.
I didn't know that was a thing. I did not know that that was something that you should not be doing.
Foot fetishes are huge with men.
Okay,
you know the director Quentin Tarantino.
Yes,
he puts bare feet in all of his movies because there's a rumor. I don't know if it's true. He's never said it, but he has a foot fetish, so he constantly puts bare feet. And there's people. Every time a Quentin Tarantino movie comes out, they go searching for the naked feet.
Really?
See, yeah.
Okay. I just feel so sheltered. I had no idea that any of this was a problem. Okay. A survey by a fetish site has found that models with square feet can earn up to $45,000 a year.
What?
Yes.
I thought this was one of your jokes.
No. Okay.
What's a square foot?
It's like where all the toes are the same.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a square foot?
No. My big toe is the biggest of all of them. Like, it's a staircase, like most people, right?
That's the Egyptian foot.
I got Egyptian feet.
Okay. And they earn approximately 50% less than other foot types.
I need to file my feet down so they're square so I can make more money.
There are Greek feet models. That's me. The second toe is longer than the rest.
That's a sign of intelligence, I've always heard.
Yes. $43,000, though, a year.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Roman feet models, the first three toes are equal length, and then the fourth and the fifth toe go right down.
Okay. That almost looks like a fist.
Yeah. And they're very rare.
Sure.
And so they're in demand.
What about the web feet people? They
what
make
do you mean?
An... Web feet, like a duck, like you have skin in between them.
Oh, I never saw that.
You are sheltered.
I am so sheltered. I live my own little world over here.
You've never seen someone with web toes?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Good swimmers.
A few tips if you want to make some more money on your feet.
Yeah.
Wear red toe nail polish.
That makes sense. Red's a very seductive color.
And then incorporate props. Again, I don't know what that means.
Like a foot bath or foot bath. You know,
it didn't even occur to me that I didn't own that account and somebody's making money off of my feet.
So you thought Maddie actually set this up for you as a source of income?
No, it just didn't occur to me that somebody was making money off of my feet pictures.
Yeah, they're stealing all your pictures and they're putting them on their WikiFeet.
I mean, it's just basically like, you know, like I was in Maui and I took a picture of my foot.
You are feeding the beast.
I was in Mexico and I took a picture of my feet in sand.
You must find your own feet attractive then if you're taking these just foot photos.
I have great feet.
Okay.
I mean, they're nice.
So profit from it.
Okay. Well, after all, we have no sponsors here on the podcast. Somebody's got to make some money around here.
Maybe WikiFeet will want to sponsor.
Maybe we need to see your feet.
No, my feet are disgusting.
Okay. This is Kim Komando Today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital. I'm, of course, your lovely and talented and very beautiful feet person host, Kim Komando, here with you. And then my co-host, Andrew Babinski. Yay.
Ugly feet.
No.
I have like 7 hairs, but they're really long.
Oh, that's disgusting.
They're all in the wrong spot.
You don't shave? I shave the hair off.
Shave my feet?
I do. I get those little hairs. I shave them.
I'm not sitting around posting them on the internet for all to see.
I had no idea that this was a thing.
You're feeding the beast. I told you.
Coming up, we have a great show in store. We're going to be talking about why car insurance is so expensive.
It is very expensive.
Very expensive. In Oklahoma, they are proposing a bill that would make it a felony to sext anyone who is not your wife.
Okay.
And what do you have? Yes.
Social media is kind of under attack, one in a good way, one in a bad. And then I got robbed.
You got robbed?
Robbed on Saturday night. Digital robbery. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Wow. Okay. And listen, if you're watching us on YouTube, X, Rumble, Facebook, wherever you might be, that's really fabulous. Make sure that you give us some great comments and share this out with just one person. That's what we need, just one person. And if you're listening to the podcast, if you'd like to watch it, vice versa, just head over to one of those places and then you can watch us do the podcast.
I check the Facebook every single day.
Yes.
To see how it's doing. And the shares are getting higher and higher and higher. So Ooh. That plea that you just made right there, it's working.
Nice. Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate that. And we're giving away a $1,000 PC or Mac. And you can enter to win right now at komando.com/win.
I just had a great idea. Next month's contest or the next contest we do.
Yes.
All you have to do to enter is share the video. That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I'm a genius.
I wouldn't go that far. Komando.com/win. Komando.com/win. All right, let's talk about car insurance. My car insurance went up about 20%.
My car insurance went from, and I have one vehicle.
Okay.
It's just me. One driver, one vehicle. From $220 a month to $295.
Wow.
And I called him. I'm like, how? How is this even possible? I'm going to a different company. I've been with you for 18 years. And that's a huge jump.
Did they say anything? Do anything?
No.
No.
They didn't do anything.
No, they didn't do anything.
We'll reevaluate your account is what they told me, which means we're getting you off the phone because we're not going to do anything.
Exactly. They say that the increases that we're having right now are the biggest increases since 1976. I read the story on Bloomberg Business Week, by the way. Since the start of 2020, insurance rates have gone up 37%.
It's huge.
Wow. Okay. So why do you think?
I really don't have any idea because less people are driving. No, I don't know. Rideshare?
No, because of all the tech.
So it's more expensive?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Here, listen to this. Here, let me go down. The typical cost to fix a regular car is now $4,437.
Now, what's defined as a regular car? Is like a Toyota Camry?
You know, speaking of a Toyota Camry, this was actually mentioned in the article. The front bumper parts... Okay, just the parts in the front bumper. I thought this was really crazy. Used to be only 18 parts. Okay, now there's 43 parts the front bumper.
There's all the sensors. There's exactly. The cameras. There's all that.
And the driver or driver assist systems. Anyway, that has increased the cost to repair by 43%. I know this is a lot of numbers, but just everything just keeps going up and up and up and up.
So are you justifying it? Are you saying it makes sense for all the car insurance prices to go up because it actually is more expensive for them to fix? It's not a profit grab?
I'm sure it's a little bit of both.
Sure.
I mean, that they said, okay, we can justify the increases because of the cameras, the automatic brakes, the sensors, and that's making the cars more expensive to fix. So that this way, this way people, it could just kind of make sense.
Well, cars right? as they are, is there any such thing as a $10,000 brand new car anymore? Because I don't think so.
This article said that the average new car costs around $49,000.
So that's the average. That means if you're going to go on the low end, you're probably still in the 20s.
Yes, high 20s.
But you know, you can't go out there and get a $10,000 new vehicle.
My friend Nicole, she bought a Jeep, Cherokee, and fully loaded out the door, which I thought was really a good deal. It was about $24,000.
That's not bad, yeah.
Okay. But you know, those deals are, but now she has it and she's like, oh, I hate this car. You know?
So well, like, Jeep is not going to be the sponsor of the podcast. We know that
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. So when you start looking at car insurance, you can lower the rates, of course. Like, would you put in one of those dongles that would track everywhere you go, your speed, your acceleration, everything to lower your car insurance?
I would, because I'm already getting tracked by my phone. So why not just, just go ahead benefit from it
and get a little bit of a
would
break?
You?
You know, I have pros and cons to that. I mean, you know, I'm a good driver. I need to knock on some wood over here.
Are you a fast driver?
Yes.
So yes. You think you could be good and fast at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, there are times that, you know, I'm driving down the street and I look down and I go, whoa. Okay. And then, you know, we have all the cameras in Paradise Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know where Paradise Valley is, that's outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And they put things in the street like cactuses. But inside the swirl, cactuses are all cameras. So that this way they're tracking every license plate that goes in and out of the community.
How many of those letters do you get in the mail monthly?
And the cameras also track your speed. And,
how many do you get?
And I know where they all are.
Oh, okay. So you're smarter than the cactus.
So like, you know, if I'm going down Lincoln right before 36th Street,
hit the brakes.
And, you know, so I go like, I'll go like, you know, like, you know, at like 55 or something. And then like right before that, I'll slow down to 40.
And then hit the gas afterwards. I know where the cameras are in my neighborhood too. I live in Chandler, which is south of Phoenix. And I just do this. Because this won't hold up in court.
Okay. That's not, I don't do that. You know what I do?
What do you do?
I strike a pose. I look at him and go.
I don't want the ticket. So I cover my face, but I have my fingers open enough that I still can see while I'm driving.
So when they send that letter to you and they say, do you recognize this person? You're like, I have no idea who it is.
That hand, I've never seen that hand before in my life.
No, I just, you know what I do? I strike a pose and I'm like, I smile and I wave and I do things like this.
I haven't, 9 years ago in May is when I stopped driving crazy because I got two speeding tickets on the same street pulled over at the same spot by the same cop in 1 week. And I was like, I just can't do this anymore. It's not worth it.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a good driver. I'm a slow driver now.
Now, a friend of mine has taken the license plate off of his car.
I don't think that's not legal.
Yeah, because in this way, so when he gets a speeding ticket or whatever, that, that the cameras can't catch him.
But isn't he getting pulled over constantly for not having a plate?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Because someone stole my sticker. You know, the sticker you have on the plate that says when
registration
expires. Someone ripped the sticker off so they could probably put it on theirs. And I get pulled over all the time by cops saying this car isn't registered.
Oh, no. So it's a $25 fine.
If you get pulled over. So it's way less than a speeding ticket.
Right. So, but he did get pulled over by a cop that said, you know, you have no license plate. And then he gave him this whole story about how his car was in a photo shoot and totally forgot that he didn't put the plate back on. And thank you, officer, for your help. And the plate is in the back seat. And here, let me show it to you. And oh, my.
We'll just do anything, won't we?
I know. It's just
anything.
Like, so car insurance, if you're in the market for a new car, make sure that you get that price, especially if you are in the market for an electric vehicle. Because the price is to repair an electric vehicle where it's like $4,400 for like a regular car.
Right.
An EV is $6,400 because of all the batteries and the tech.
I never even thought about that. The car insurance for an electric vehicle would be even more. Yes. I never even thought about that cost impact.
So make sure. And also the tires wear out faster on an EV too.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah. You know, whereby it may be, you know, some people say that it doesn't, but other people said that it does. It just kind of makes sense that the tires would wear out faster because of the weight. okay. of the batteries.
Gotcha.
So another consideration, because we're just full of all these helpful tips, tricks, and secrets
here. Saving all that money, not buying gas, but spending more money on insurance and new tires. It all evens out.
And so here's the deal. Why is it so hard for politicians to get car insurance?
I don't know, Kim. Why?
Why is it so hard to have a good joke around here? Because it's too much liability. Oh.
You had some good ones last week. That one didn't even make me smirk.
I told Barry the one about Joe Biden.
And?
He laughed really hard. He said that was...
I liked it.
I'm Joe Biden and I forgot this message. That's how we knew that it was not a deep fake. And we are not getting political here. I don't want anybody to send me notes.
Joke.
It was just a joke. Just a joke. All right. So here's it. When we come back, we're going to be talking about social media.
Yes. We have two stories kind of connected about how the government's trying to get involved with social media.
And then we have some tips about using Uber.
Yes. I got robbed. I got ripped off, stolen from.
I had the nicest Uber driver yesterday.
I had two great Uber drivers as well.
Yeah.
Are you a Uber talker? Normally?
I was really interested in this guy.
Did you read the bio? For the first time ever, I read the bio of my Uber driver.
Mm-mm. And I don't think I've ever read
her husband
bio.
Is sick, so she's working nights and blah, 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 blah. And so I was like, I felt kind of bad for her. So I just talked her up the whole ride.
Oh, that was nice.
It was. I'm a nice person. Okay.
And then later on, what's happening in Oklahoma? Kind of a strange thing. And then I found a map of the United States. And in this map has the most popular searches for people that are on sex websites.
Okay.
And some of them are really interesting, like what people are looking up.
I'm not even going to try and guess.
Well, what do you think it is for here in Arizona?
Any sex term is going to be dirty.
No.
It's not dirty?
In Arizona, it's cars.
That's not sex.
I don't get it. I don't know. I just live here.
All right, fair enough.
So stay right where you are.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your Daily Fun Podcast. If you're looking for the Kim Komando show, well, this is not it. That's my big 3-hour weekend show. So wherever you get your pods, just go ahead and search for Kim Komando show. That's S-H-O-W. Or you can always sign up inside the Komando community and then you get the podcast as well as the webcast. And it's just a few bucks a month. We give discounts for everybody. We do. I mean, you could be like over 50. You could be over 30. You could be a policeman, a fireman, a teacher. You can be retired. Doesn't matter. Military, former military. We give discounts literally for everybody. And you're right, Andrew. We should just like lower the price.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Well, so much work for no reason.
It is. And so you can sign up over at komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And while you're there, there's that big red button on every page that says win a PC or Mac. So make sure you enter to win that too. All right. So what's going on social media?
So the Florida House of Representatives has passed a bill and now go to the Senate. And then if it passes through the Senate, it'll go to the governor. To ban social media for anyone 16 years of age and under.
You know, a lot of states are trying to do this.
They should. I think it's a great idea. I know the internet's all up in arms about it and they get upset about everything, but I think it's a great idea. Social media apps and platforms already have age restrictions. Most of them are around 13.
Yeah, but they don't enforce them.
Right. There's nothing backing it. You're absolutely right. But basically, the argument of the Florida House is that it's addictive. Is it addictive as any other thing? They call it digital fentanyl. But we age limit cigarettes, we age limit alcohol. If we think something as addictive as social media, why not put an age limit on it? And 16 is still pretty young. Now, the argument for is there's so many rural communities and children that this is their only connection to the outside world. Whatever. It's fine. People lived in rural communities before and didn't have social media.
Exactly.
Turned out to be all right. I think it's a great idea. And I love the fact that the government's actually putting the onus on the social media platform.
And they're saying that they can't do it, I'm sure.
Of course. Well, they don't want to. And
they're making too much money.
If you read all the details, basically they're going after TikTok. Because when TikTok has come around, and I agree with them that it's probably way more addictive than all the other social media sites. And now the other social media sites recognize this, so they're implementing TikTok-like strategies to win over the users as well.
Oh, but that's, you know, I agree that there needs to be controls. I do. I just don't know how they would be able to enforce it.
I mean, really, the only thing you can do is a real, true, and it says in the bill that it has to be a legitimate age verification system. Now, if the age was 18 years old and younger, it would be easy. You could just have them put in a credit card, confirm that credit card, you know, with a 20-cent charge or whatever. But since they're setting it at 16, it is going to be more difficult.
And, you know, kids are just going to find a way around it.
Obviously. But, right. I mean, criminals find their way around it all the time. But if you can cut out a little bit, if you can make a little bit of dent or effort, I see it as a positive.
Now, how much do you let your kids on TikTok?
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids don't do social media at all. And their mother says they're not getting phones till they're 14 and that they won't get social media until they're 16.
That's smart.
Yeah, I don't, it's not a necessity. Is it fun? Can you talk to your friends? Sure. I get all of that, but it's not a necessity.
But you let them play Roblox and everything else.
Yes, they have Roblox. My daughter, who is 6, said, I have a new friend on Roblox. And I was like,
His name is John.
Yeah. 19 years old. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. And went and looked back at the chats. Nothing happened. It was just, hi, I'm Steven. I'm Eloise. I'm 19. I'm 6. Okay. Well, are you having fun? Yeah. That was it. It was very innocent, but it was my fault. I am actually taking on all the blame. I'm the person who's tech smart in the household. I didn't double check all the settings to make sure that something like that couldn't happen.
So how do you lock it down?
See, you just make sure that they only can friend people with parental approval and that they only can chat with friends. So anyone that she's friends with on Roblox, she knows in real life.
See, it's good that they have that because when Ian was playing, obviously years ago, mm-hmm. they didn't have any of that. And so you had to set up your own Roblox server, you know.
Right, to actually police it.
Yes.
And it used to be, I don't know if it is the same, but when Roblox first came out, it was a child predator haven. Like they were, a lot of bad people were using Roblox to get access to children. And I think Roblox has done a pretty good job with the parent abilities on there.
Now, what about Fortnite?
Fortnite, my son is allowed to play Fortnite. The settings on his system is he only can talk to friends. So there's only chatting between friends. You can play with non-friends, but it will cut off the mic feed. You can't hear them. You can't communicate with them. To friend someone, I have to put in a code. So he can't just add everybody willy-nilly. So now everybody's his friend. I have to put in a code. And then we have the same rule in conversation. Anyone who's a friend, you have to know in real life.
Okay. So here's my parenting tip is that one time I was at work and I was getting these notifications from Xbox.
Right.
And Ian was obviously at home. And I had set up restrictions like you couldn't play during these hours. And, you know, I had all this set up. So unbeknownst to him is that when he was sending the password reset notifications and everything, so he would go to my computer at home and get the codes.
Smart cookie.
Okay. And then meanwhile, I'm getting the notifications, right. But he was trying to do it so quickly that the notification would come into my computer at home. He'd get the code and then he'd delete the email.
But you were seeing him in real time.
So I'm seeing it in real time. And then I see the email like go.
Kids are jerks.
And I'm like, dude, okay.
But what he doesn't understand is that he's going to get in trouble for changing the Xbox password, but he's going to get in even more trouble with the cover up. It's always the cover up.
Yes, that's true. That's
did true. Did you lay the hammer down?
Oh, of course. You know me.
The ultimate punishment, my parents, they used to just unplug the video game, you know, the NES or whatever, and then hide the cord. And you're like,
But now the kids can go on Amazon and order a cord.
It's true. Real quick, the other social media story Elon Musk, you can say what you want from him, but I think he deserves a lot of praise for this. He's going to open up an office in Austin, Texas for X. He's going to hire 100 full-time employees to monitor content, specifically child pornography. That is the goal. They're going to monitor all the rules,
right. All
the content that they can. I mean, it's only 100 people, but I say bravo. Good job.
Well, it was the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Yes. But we've been begging these social media sites to manage yourself for a long time, and he's finally stepping up.
Well, it is, but 100 people. Like, I mean, it's a good start.
But it's something.
It's more than anybody else is doing.
That's right.
Okay.
100 times more.
Yes, exactly. Now, you know, I don't know if you ever read those reports of anybody who has worked like on Facebook moderating content.
No.
Is that apparently that they see so many horrible things.
Oh, that affects them.
Yes. And that they take this job and they're like, oh yeah, I can do it. Not going to worry about it. But then they see, I don't even know you. I mean, I guess you can imagine.
The worst of the worst.
Yes. And so then but a human has to look at it. And so they take these jobs because they pay very well.
Sure.
Obviously. Because, you know, who else is going to do something like this? But then they're so emotionally damaged after like maybe just like 3 weeks on the job. And so now they're trying to figure out like, can we use AI instead of humans in order to look at that stuff?
I would love if they could.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be moderated. It has to be managed. What would you, are you in favor or against government stepping in and saying, if you want to operate social media in the United States, you have to monitor everything?
I would love for that.
It's impossible.
Okay. But you have to set the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's damaging to you may not be damaging to
me. That's true.
I mean, so where do you set that balance? But I think as society, we know where certain boundaries are.
We can start with just indecency. We can start with, you know, the indecency laws and stuff like that. And there's got to be a jumping off point. But social media, they got to take control.
All right. So I was in an Uber yesterday. So we're going to be talking about my Uber experience. And then you had not such a good Uber experience.
It was robbed.
Robbed.
Okay, highway robbery.
Highway robbery. Literally highway robbery.
Yeah, I was on that one. Yeah.
Here on the Kim Komando Today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So it's Kim Komando Today. You know, it's your daily fun podcast, and we need two things from each and every one of you. Number one is that you tell at least one person about Kim Komando Today, because that's the easiest, it's the best way, it's the fastest way for us to grow this fabulous video podcast, as well as just regular pod. And then number two is we want to get your feedback. You can send a note to podcasts@komando.com. We have a special note I'm going to be reading later on. Once again, that's podcasts@komando.com. All right. So yesterday I went to Los Angeles.
Okay. You Ubered to Los Angeles?
No, I Ubered to the airport.
Okay.
Got on a plane. And then I took, you know, I went on JSX. Have you ever flown JSX?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you know what? Fabulous.
What is it?
JSX
is it a private?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a charter service.
You just asked me if I've ever flown on a private plane.
No. This is not, I guess I might as well say I have a jet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Okay. But I didn't want to take mine. I know, first world problems. I didn't want to take mine over because it was a lot cheaper to go on JSX.
Okay. But what is JSX? It's not like Southwest, obviously.
No, it's like they have a plane that seats like probably 60 people.
Okay.
And they only sell 30 seats or 40 seats on this plane.
I have 60 if you're only going to sell 30.
Well, I think that's probably because of charter rules.
Okay.
And I left out of Scottsdale. And they go all kinds of places.
Is it like a private where you don't have to go through security? Yeah,
there's
and all
no
that?
Security.
Okay.
I mean, I showed up, the plane left at 8:30. I showed up at 8:20.
Were there 30 people on the plane?
About 26.
Okay. So close.
But you just get on the plane and you go. So you're like traveling private, but with like 30 of your not so closest friends.
Sure.
So you don't know anybody. And then on the way back, I got it to the airport at 2:10 and the plane left at 2:20.
That's incredible.
It is. So, you know, so you're not like sitting, going through TSA and all that other stuff, but you know, it is expensive.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, four times the cost of going on Southwest or something like that. But for not having to go to Sky Harbor
Right.
And go through all that rigmarole. And like, so I couldn't get into Los Angeles. These are the caveats. Is that, and I would rather go to Santa Monica or LA. But I went to Burbank. And then, and I've got to go to LA to get my eyeball checked. And I'm going to take this JSX. I told Barris, we ought to figure out how to invest in this because, I mean, they don't go to San Diego. They go to Carlsbad.
So now you said it's four times. So like to fly to Los Angeles one way would be like $300. So you're saying it's only $1,200?
Oh, I didn't know it was that much.
Okay. So it's cheaper than $1,200.
Well, round trip was $900.
That's round trip was $900?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So $450 a flight.
Yes.
That's basic
and
prices.
And I'll tell you, and they're very nice. Everybody's nice. You can get water, beer, wine, whatever they give you, snack. They take the bags and they put them on the plane. Then when you get off the plane, you just pick up your bag.
That's not I was expecting it to be like two to 3,000.
Because I thought that was really expensive.
You haven't done it for a while.
I haven't done it for a while. Yeah. But so anyway, don't mean to have a commercial for JSX here, but because I wanted to go have lunch with Ian.
Okay.
And because I just felt it was important that he and I, I just saw him 2 weeks ago, but I just felt
what?
I
see him.
Needed to go have some
quality mom time.
Yes. And we went to because what we do is we go to open houses. We went to this $30 million. In LA, they have open houses with $30 million homes.
Did you buy it?
Oh, yeah, sure. And the guy's last name, the agent, his last name, Winner. And
Winner?
So I had a lot of fun with it. I'm like, so, Mr. Winner.
All right. So you then get in an Uber.
Well, I got in the Uber. And nicest guy.
Okay.
26-year-old guy. Just bought this Lexus X, which is an SUV.
Okay.
And he was like chatty Cathy, telling me everything about, he has a girlfriend in Payson and what he likes about, what he likes about LA, what he hates about LA. But I was really, I started talking to him more about how he could earn extra money as a flex driver for Amazon and how you could get Amazon. If you want to be a driver for them, they'll give you a truck and they'll lease it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, If because then he said that his mother had a floral shop. I said, you could also set up your mom's floral shop where Amazon will drop off all the packages for that immediate neighborhood to the floral shop. And then she can use her drivers.
Oh, yeah.
To
double up.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I had a great Uber experience.
Do you think conversation in an Uber influences your tip?
Yes.
I do. Absolutely do. So when they start talking, I'm like, they're working.
Yes.
I don't take it as a negative at all. I just think they're trying to make your drive pleasant. And if you have a nice little conversation, you feel good when you get out, you're going to hit that third button instead of that middle button or
exactly.
the first button.
Which I did, 100%.
So I had an awful Uber experience. Saturday night, I'm going out to drinks and dinner. And from my house, I go to downtown Chandler. I go to this place called Elliott's Steakhouse for just drinks.
Okay.
So I ordered the Uber. Got three drinks at Elliott's, was like $50, paid for the drinks. Then walk around down the block, walk to DC Steakhouse where I had my reservation, sat down, had dinner. Was
this a date?
Yeah.
Okay.
2.5 hours. And after dinner, I go ahead and put my card down. And while they walk back for me to pay for dinner, I go to order the Uber home.
Okay.
Declined. I was like, what? I got money. So I quickly go onto my bank's website and I see the first Uber charge. Then I see the Elliott's Steakhouse drinks mm-hmm. Uber charge. And then 9 more Uber charges right after that. And that's when they cut off the card.
Was it for the same ride or different rides?
It was for 9 different rides. All of the rides were around $19. So $19.10, $19.25, $19.30. And they all happened within a 15-minute span. They would have kept going, obviously, if my bank had not stopped them. So I'm now like, what the heck is going on? And I knew now the card that she was holding was going to get declined. Because my bank shut the card down for fraud.
And you're on a date.
Yes, it's kind of embarrassing. But I was with my date. We were there talking. She knew exactly what was happening. She was freaking out. I was showing her on my bank account. Nice little pull there showing the bank account. and I was showing her all the wrong charges. And she was like, how does this happen? And I don't know. I don't know how it happens. I mean, it's got to be some sort of hack.
Yeah.
And then some bot just automatically starts booking Ubers one after another. And they were all in San Francisco. They were all around $19. That's too much of a coincidence for it to happen.
I wonder how often that happens.
It's got to happen all the time. So then the woman comes back and she's like, this is weird. I need to see your ID. Because when we ran your card, it got declined, but it didn't get declined for insufficient funds. It got declined for fraud. And they want to make sure that this card belongs to you. So I show her the ID. She matches it up. I give her another card. We carry on. But I went then started looking into what happened. Still don't have an answer from the bank. But I'm like, how do I avoid this in the future? Couple things. Don't put a debit card on any app.
Never.
Put a credit card.
Right.
It's going to, the fraud protection is better on a credit card than it would be on a debit. I'm an idiot. I had my debit card on my Uber.
Oh, did you?
I'm an idiot. I already said that. You don't have to. Rub it in. Another thing is I have two bank accounts. I have a business bank account and then I have my personal bank account. My business bank account, anytime there's a transaction, because I'm not following it and looking at it, every time there's a transaction, I get a text message.
Right.
I don't have that set up through my personal banking. Again, I'm an idiot. So I set that up now. So if that happens, I'll be able to nip it in the bud. They won't have to cancel the card. I can be able to shut it off before. Because, you know, if you see notification Uber, right. notification Uber, you're going to be faster than the bank is getting in there and shutting that card off. Because they canceled the card and they're sending me out a new one because of how bad the transactions were. They didn't even ask me, are these yours? They just knew that it was fraud. So if those are accessible to you with your bank accounts, absolutely do them. Because it would have saved me a lot of hassle on Saturday night.
Honestly, you know, I'm surprised you didn't have those set up.
I have it on all the other accounts, just not on my stupid debit card.
All right. So don't be Andrew.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
Don't pull an Andrew.
So stupid.
So Uber and Google, they're thinking about merging.
These transitions are always so seamless.
All right. Uber and Google are going to merge.
Are they?
They're going to be call themselves Goober.
Goober.
Then why are you laughing?
I don't know. My side hurts.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Oklahoma bill that wants to ban sexting for singles. That's right. Sexting for singles. It's going to be outlawed in Oklahoma here on the Kim Komando Show.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Kim Komando. Today, it's your daily fun podcast about everything digital. I'm Kim Komando, and joining me, as always, is Andrew Babinski. And so we need, what, two things from everybody, right? They need to hit that share button.
Absolutely. The shares help us, and you're sharing it with your friends and family, something you love and enjoy. They're going to love and enjoy it, too.
Absolutely. And then also, we always love your comments, podcasts@komando.com. All right. So in Oklahoma, the state senator, Dusty Devers. He wants to introduce a bill that would classify watching porn as a felony.
Just basic watching porn?
Yeah. And he wants to ban sexting among single people.
But if you're married, it's fine.
As long as you only sext your wife.
Oh, okay.
That could be it. He has defined obscene material as a depiction or description of sex.
So anything. So yes. If my neighbor draws a picture of two stick figures going at it,
that'd be bad.
He's now a pornographer.
Also, any images of human genitalia.
Any?
Mm-hmm. Women's breasts and buttocks.
Of course you'd use the word buttocks.
That's what he says. Okay. If you violate this law, it could include a year in prison.
For sexting your girlfriend?
And $2,000 fine.
So it'd be like, what are you wearing? Oh, crap, I'm in jail.
The bill would also require social media sites to heavily censor content or just not be available to anybody in Oklahoma.
I think he's going to fall into some First Amendment
I think so
issues.
Too.
But here's the thing. Actually, he might have it right because he's going after the viewers, not the creators. The creators were the one that would have the First Amendment argument. If you're consuming it.
No, no, because if you create it, and
the third one you read, you're right.
Okay. The law would allow state residents to sue anyone who produces or promotes such content for $10,000.
But you're also making it a felony. You're making it a criminal and you're allowing for Sybil. This is not going to pass.
No,
it's not going to happen. Mr. Devers, or is it Devers or Devers?
Devers.
Devers. Dumb
all right.
Devers.
So here, I know you can't really read everything, but look at this map I found.
I see it.
See that map?
Yep.
Okay. And so these are the top searches at a particular porn site. We're not going to say what it is.
Can you say what it rhymes with?
Tub.
Okay. I know where it is. I've heard about it.
Okay. So these are words, the most common words that people are using at this particular porno site.
Okay.
Okay. In Arizona, we said it's car sex. Okay.
Okay. You just said car.
Well, it's sex.
Okay. Car sex. Yeah. Makes a little, that's number one. That's surprising.
Yeah. Nebraska.
Corn.
Rub.
Oh. Just rub.
I know. Wisconsin.
Cheese.
Swingers.
Swinger. Look at Wisconsin. Nice work.
Let's see. Delaware.
Delaware. Solo.
College.
College. Perverts.
South Carolina.
Gamecocks.
High heels.
Hey, that's a nice little one. That one could be innocent.
Alabama.
Cousin.
Myself.
Myself?
I don't get it. Oh, Wyoming's good too. Wyoming.
What's Wyoming? Cowboys?
Goth.
Goth? Wow, in Wyoming. You'd think that would be a big city thing.
Okay, Utah. This one really surprised me.
Utah.
Okay, now this is on a porno site. People who live in Utah.
Bible.
Mormon.
They're searching for Mormon porn in Mormon land?
Yes.
No, go with what you know, I guess.
Okay. We'll just do three more. Minnesota.
Just three more.
Okay. Minnesota.
Cold.
Tickling.
Ew.
Kansas is close up.
Kansas isn't ribs, barbecue ribs.
Hawaii.
Lay.
Hawaiian.
They're searching Hawaiian in Hawaii?
Yeah. It's kind of like the whole Utah thing going on.
You think you want to be a little more diverse, something you're not used to.
Let's see.
Thank God Arizona isn't cactus.
No. Alaska. What's our last one?
Alaska.
Alaska.
I don't know. Baked Alaska?
Sex doll.
We are weird.
Isn't that weird?
Human beings are just weird.
Okay, so Isaac dropped me a message on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And he said, just a quick word that your podcast is brilliant and hilarious. As appropriate, making it for a great commute. I think if all drivers on our New Jersey highways could listen, the roads would be safer to drive on.
What an awesome comment.
Yes. Thank you, Isaac.
I think we should have the government institute. You must listen to Kim Komando today.
Who's that guy in Oklahoma?
Yeah, in New Jersey, because it's for his safety.
Yes, it's safety.
Everyone will be laughing and having a good time. There'll be no more road rage.
No. This,
it has nothing to do with us. We don't really care.
Nobody's flipping
safety.
Anybody off.
Public safety.
You know, in New Jersey.
Think of the children, Kim.
Absolutely. So on that happy note, thanks for being here. And if there's stuff that you want us to talk about, you can always drop us a note. Again, that's podcasts@commando.com. Just keep in mind that a lot of people get those notes. So make sure that they're always family friendly and nice. And anything else that we need?
No.
No?
You mentioned everything?
It. Yep. I don't have any more jokes.
All right. Then say goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.